Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. It is end of the month, end of the quarter, and it is the all-important quarterly stocks and acreage guess report from the USDA. And kind of like that I was alluding to, the USDA would probably be a little higher than what the average guess for corn would be, and their beans would be a little less. And that's about how it came, because farmers had already mailed in their responses before the war got underway and the inputs were up the whatever you call it. We had an average guess coming in at 94.37, came in a million acres higher, 95.338. So, you know, it was not correct, and we guessed the right way. But for now, it really doesn't matter, because corn, soybeans, and wheat, they're all higher on the day. The reasoning is stocks numbers. We could wipe our brow. They didn't find grain out there. We actually used more corn for feed usage, that they actually lowered the corn stocks number by about 80 million bushels below the average trade guess, what we came into this thing. Beans up a bit, wheat down 10 million. So, like I said, they wiped their brow on that. Spring wheat, acreage is down 400,000 acres from the average guess, 9.4 versus 9.8. That's down from 10 million acres last year. So spring wheat production is obviously going to be off on acreage. Total wheat acreage, also because of that spring wheat number, is down to 43.77. And of course, with the dryness in the western part of the hard red wheat belt and yesterday's state-by-state ratings all moving lower again. And of course, next week is the start of the USDA crop ratings as a nation by our state-by-state. They're going to be lower as well, because there's no rain in the 10-day forecast. Maybe out there in the long-distance future of 11 to 15-day land, there might be, as it does find rain in April sometime. But right now, we don't see anything through April 10th. So leader today, Kansas City wheat, but we're 12 cents off the high of the session, mind you. The Kansas, May up 11, 637 and a quarter. July up 10, 650 and three quarters. Chicago, May up 8 and a quarter, 615 and a quarter. July up 7 and a half, 626 and a quarter. In Minneapolis, gaining 6.5 cents on the May, 658 and a quarter. July up 6 and a half, 672. New crop September up 7 cents at 687. And new crop December at $7, up 8 cents right now. In the corn, May gaining 2.5 cents, 458 and a quarter. July, a penny and a half higher, 469. New crop December up a penny at 485, despite the bigger acreage number, which we know on June 30th will get probably dialed down. May soybeans up 12 and a quarter, 1172. July up 12 and a quarter, 1187 and a quarter. With November beans up 16 and three-quarter cents, 1163 and a quarter. And that's despite crude oil coming off the highs overnight, as, of course, the Iranian president saying, hey, we want to talk. And that caused the stock market to bolt and energies to come off, while the metal markets also firm back up. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Now, over in the cattle market, we are higher on the day. We have a box beef market again up 234 today, but we're not over 400. We're at 396.44. Select is up 378. And as we're continuing to see box beef prices for choice and select, literally almost the same price. 396.44 on choice, 394.97 on select. That means we have a big cattle problem, but they're taking the meat anyway. April cattle up 250, 240.205. June cattle up 187, 240.207. August gaining $1.77, 239.07. Now, in the feeder cattle, we exploded on this news of the potential maybe ceasefire, truce, something with Iran, sending May feeders to 370 within a few ticks, currently up 455, though, at 367.92. May up 420, 365.52. That's $2.50 off the highs. August feeders up 390, 363.50. Hogs lower, June down 55 cents, 105.30. July off 82 cents, 107.87. Metals, gold up $125, $4,681. May silver's up $4.29, $74.86, while the dollar drifts back under 100 now. We're at 99.71, down 65 cents. Bitcoin, that April contract, up $1,205 to $67,880. In the crude oil, we're lower from overnight highs, hit 106.86 last night when President Trump, after he had said lately that, well, I don't care if the Strait of Hormuz is open or not, I'll probably end hostilities. And then he got this from the president of Iran that they would like a truce. So currently we're down 78 cents, not convincingly. Went down to 99.62, but now we're at 102.11, down 77 cents. Gasoline for May, down 5 cents a gallon, $3.21. Diesel fuel for May, down 8.5 cents a gallon, $4.12. If you have any questions about trading commodity futures or get information about the markets, go to our website, heartlandinvest.com. Free 30-day trial, morning texts, what the market did overnight, what we're looking at today, and afternoon recaps. Check it out, heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are there too. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.